I feel and felt then that our city is, again, a great community. We're one of the fastest growing in the country. So certainly there's an intense aspect to being mayor or in any elected position in a fast growing city. And so I just saw an opportunity to stay involved as I already was, but now more in a leadership position. And again, really just keeping us on the path that we were on. Before I was elected, we were voted best place to live in America. Mm-hmm. So there was not a lot to fix, but there was just the need to stay focused and just be a steward of that growth as we continued.
All right. Well, welcome to another episode of McKinney Momentum, our new economic development podcast that we're launching almost weekly. Today, we have with us Mayor George Fuller.
How are you?
Good, good. Developer, musician, hero, superhero, mayor of McKinney.
Was that to my kids until they got older.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of getting to McKinney, why don't you go ahead and start out with how did you get to McKinney?
You know, good luck, I would say. I ended up in McKinney. Some friends of ours lived here back in 1990. I got introduced to the city through them. And of course, as many people came up, saw the square, saw the rolling hills, fell in love. And here I am 32 years, 33 years later, living here, family, grandkids. It's great.
Awesome. Well, your time here in McKinney has obviously led you into a lot of different avenues in life, developer, and now mayor. So how does one go from moving to McKinney, looking, saying, hey, this is a place I think I need to develop to, this is a place where I need to get involved in leadership?
Becoming mayor. Well, bad luck, of course, to start off with. Good luck to move here and bad luck to get in politics. You know, I've lived here, as I said, for about 30 plus years now, and very involved in the community through Love Life Foundation, something my wife and I started back in 91, 92. And so I've always been involved. And as a builder and a developer, I felt that I had skills, possessed skills that might serve in a leadership role in the city of McKinney, and put my hat in the ring, and somehow they chose me.
Well, being in leadership is always a tough job, especially in city leadership and politics. So when you said, okay, you know, I see a need here. I think that I can make a difference in this city. I think I could lead this city. You know, what was some of the things that went through your mind looking at some of the past leadership and vision of this city that led you want to become part of the future vision and leadership of the city?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people that get into politics, they campaign on, God, everything is broken, I got to fix it. That's never been the case in the city of McKinney. We've had a great history. This is a great city, a great community. We've had great leadership. I, of course, am serving now on the shoulders of Brian Lochmiller, who was mayor before me. And so I feel and felt then that our city is, again, a great community. We're one of the fastest growing in the country. So certainly there's an intense aspect to being mayor or in any elected position in a fast growing city. And so I just saw an opportunity to stay involved as I already was, but now more in a leadership position. And again, really just keeping us on the path that we were on. Before I was elected, we were voted best place to live in America. Mm-hmm. So there was not a lot to fix, but there was just the need to stay focused and just be a steward of that growth as we continued.
Great, great. And you mentioned there's some past great leaders before you, and with McKinney being voted the best place to live. You know, why is McKinney different? You know, what are the assets that this city has that give it that appeal, that give it that charm?
Yeah. You know, there's of course the tangible things that you see. There's our downtown historic mm-hmm. square, which is extremely unique and voted best square in, I'd say, not just state of Texas, in the universe. But so there's those tangible things we see and whatnot. But well beyond that, it's the human capital in this community. I mean, we have more philanthropic organizations in the city of McKinney than anywhere else. And there's a giving spirit here. There's a sense of community here. We saw that through COVID and through all those trying times when people came together, the business community came together. We have a chamber of commerce that, you know, goes well beyond the normal role of a chamber. Mm-hmm. Again, you could see that during COVID and the things that they put together. So it's the human capital. It's the giving philanthropic spirit in this city in great part that makes us a great community. And then again, when you take that coupled with those tangible items like a historic downtown square, an emphasis on cultural arts, we're a cultural arts district in the state of Texas, we're a music-friendly city in the state of Texas, and then all the events and the Main Street organization that brings everyone together with those types of events, there's no better place to live.
I would have to agree. The community has so many great assets from just a quality of life perspective.
Absolutely. Our park system, I didn't mention
that.
You know, we have just the greatest parks system and trail system, and our open spaces, the way we continue to preserve and put an emphasis on that, again, better than anyone.
If you look at the parks and Rec's trail map in the city, it looks like spaghetti, which is amazing. That's what you want to see. You can literally access almost anywhere in the city via our trail system.
It's crazy. I think 70-odd miles of trails at this point.
It's really amazing. All of these things make Katy a great place. All of these things make it a super attractive place for people to move. We've seen that with a massive population growth in recent years. But with growth come challenges. So, you know, as you're looking from the leadership position down to the city, and what are some of the biggest challenges you're seeing in McKinney right now that that you're addressing?
You know, some of the biggest challenges we have right now are challenges that probably a lot of people don't even realize. And a lot of it stems, quite frankly, with our state legislative body. And hopefully that's changing now. We've had some new leadership and whatnot. But some of the laws that have been passed over the last couple sessions, annexation, you know, we have about 110 square miles in the city of McKinney, of which 65-ish square miles are incorporated. The balance, it was an area that, of course, we intended to grow into. And our utilities and things that we have done over the last decades have been in preparation of that growth. Well, now that annexation generally isn't happening, and we're seeing a proliferation of what's called MUDs, municipal utility districts, and 1,000 home rental properties on well systems and developments on sewer and septic. I mean, things that are not as we envision the growth. So that's going to be a huge challenge, right? All that development, that huge density, utilizing amenities in the city, whether we're talking libraries or roads, park systems, but not paying taxes, right? Because they don't pay taxes if you're in the extraterritorial jurisdiction. So that's a huge challenge. And we're under attack as a city by, again, state legislative body wanting to remove control at a local level where we – you know, we take our parkland, open land, our tree ordinances, we take those things real serious, mm-hmm. and we want to preserve them. All that will be taken away if some of the bills that have been introduced, even this session, are passed, our ability to regulate and whatnot. So that's a huge challenge that a lot of people aren't aware of. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as you're growing at the pace we are, just infrastructure in general. Right.
Going back to the municipal utility districts, for those listening, they may not know what those are. In relation to the annexation, what can you explain to those listening why a utility district serves a purpose but doesn't serve the entire need of a new community in that ETJ area?
Yeah.
And why having them participate in city tax really helps the city and helps them eventually?
Yeah, and certainly, listen, there are good MUDs, right? I'm not down on all municipal utility districts. Trinity Falls is a municipal mm-hmm. utility district. They pay, though, I think close to twice in taxes what they would pay if they were in the city of McKinney. Most people moving out there don't realize that. They don't realize mm-hmm. they can't vote in the city. They don't realize they're not paying city taxes. And they come to realize they're paying something maybe twice that. And we'll never – not in my lifetime, see them brought into the city. You won't be able to annex them because their debt is so high. Mm-hmm. Why do MUDs happen? Well, it's a method for a developer to be able to raise money for infrastructure that otherwise they're not able to afford, theoretically. But you have other developments. So there's a development, I'll call it out by name, Mansions of Prosper, that happened to actually be in McKinney, north of 380 off Custer. on the east side of the road. And you've got 1,000 really, really low quality, there's no other way to say it, 1,000 homes just clustered together that are on a, I believe they're on a well system for water. They're not the type of development that we had envisioned in the city. They're not following our regulations, our ordinances. And so there's just a lot about it that is going to look unlike anything else you see in McKinney. And I would venture to say most people in the city of McKinney would look at that development and really fear if the thought was that that is what will take over the rest of our outer extraterritorial jurisdiction.
Right. And I would only add, I think it's important for people to understand that city services are affected too. If the city's not collecting tax revenue, that we can't increase city services at the rate that the residents need it. And that's police, fire, utilities, all of it. Yeah. So note to developers out there, incorporate.
Incorporate.
It's good for you.
So, absolutely.
So cities have challenges. We've talked about a few, but let's talk about the fun stuff, the big wins for the city. You know, what are some of the most recent big wins that you see for the city that people need to know about?
You know, I'm real happy, of course, with Byron Nelson that has located here to McKinney.
Huge. Yeah,
and I remember our first meeting with them. Basically, they met with us because we wouldn't stop calling, and we were an annoyance. So they showed up one morning just to appease us for the meeting because they had no intention of moving out of Dallas County. They'd been in Dallas County their entire life. They worried about sponsorship and moving outside the city if they moved outside the city of Dallas. And of course, they ended up coming to McKinney, and after the first hour and a half meeting, they would tell you that they knew they were home, right? Mm-hmm. And so we had them move here, and they've been tremendously successful in raising money for the Momentous Institute.
Record-breaking.
So the sponsorship not only followed them, it exceeded what they'd ever done before. And again, that benefits ultimately a great cause of Momentous Institute. So, but the exposure that tournament gives to McKinney worldwide, right? The whole world sees McKinney during that period of time. But then so many other things, SRS, right? Their global headquarters, Independent Financial, their headquarters. We have Encore Wire. Talk about a homegrown success story started, gosh, what is it now, 30-some years ago?
35
years ago. And you're talking about a company with over $1 billion in revenues and one of the largest employers, I think second largest employer in the city. Mm-hmm. They just built another 1 million square feet. Encore Wire, what a great, great company that we have here. Raytheon and all of their expansions have been huge. And then, as you know, we've got some really, really big things that we can't talk
huge
about.
Huge things in the pipeline.
That we're negotiating right now that would be really exciting in the entertainment industry predominantly. We have a resort hotel that's about to commence here in the city, which is fantastic, one of a kind in this area. So a lot of cool things.
I would have to agree. And again, those things that raise the hair on your arm that you can't talk about yet, that are so much fun. Great things coming. Yep. But I would just echo the Byron Nelson. It's such a huge economic impact for this community. People don't realize the amount of money. They see the tournament on TV, and they see the activity going on, and they see a bunch of people here, but they really don't understand the money that it brings to the city in the form of shopping, dining, tourism, economic impact from all of the construction crews constructing the massive tents on site.
Months before, months after.
Months and months of work for that event, and I would echo your comments that Salesmanship Club really does have a partner in the city, and from an economic development perspective, that's one of those things communities wish for these types of investment, sure, and we were fortunate to get it. But you mentioned the airport.
Yes.
Airports are huge economic drivers and very important. You want to tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Yeah. So our airport right now is a general aviation airport. It's tremendously successful, provides well over a couple hundred million dollars, close to $250 million in annual economic impact now, just on the general aviation side, paying taxes between property and school county, north of $3.5 million a year, which benefits everybody, right? When you have a big corporate jet by one of our local corporate residents, paying so much in property taxes and school taxes, yet they don't send little jets to school or drive on our roads or go to the park. It subsidizes it for all of us. And that's why it's such a benefit to all residents, whether you use the general aviation airport or not. Then, of course, you also have now passenger service that we are attempting to bring. A lot of misinformation out there on the internet regarding that passenger service. Too much to go into here, but I am going to be putting out a series on all those issues. But if we're successful with passenger service, we're talking about $1 billion a year annual economic impact to the region. We're talking about thousands of jobs. We're talking about tremendous convenience. And the airport that we have worked on over the last 4.5 years, we're talking about experiential terminal, right? Mm-hmm. If you fly into, through, or out of that terminal, when you get done with your trip and you're recounting what that trip was like to whoever you're talking to, you won't be able to help yourself but talk about, and the airport. Mm-hmm. That was the coolest airport I've ever been in, from the technology to design to the levels of comfort. And again, with tremendous economic impact. And the only thing I'll say about the airport on the whole misinformation side is, you know, we've got right now projected 12 flights a day. It's less than 1 an hour. So this idea of congestion in the skies, of course, is a little blown out of proportion. But I would say that this vote is not, do we have planes in the sky or not planes in the sky in McKinney? We have a general aviation airport now, as I said. If we don't develop passenger airport service, what we'll develop is freight.
Right.
Freight aircraft and freight operations. And if you ever been, I used to have an office right outside of Addison Airport. You want to talk about congestion, you want to talk about noise, you want to talk about those types of things, become a freight-centric airport. That's not where I hope we go. Where I hope we go is something that provides that billion-dollar economic impact, convenience, attracts businesses, entertainment industry, amenities, those types of things come around an airport that's providing passenger service.
Right.
So that's where I'd like to see us go.
Well, and with a growing population in the area, transportation always becomes an issue in all forms and fashions. So I think it's really important. We look forward to hosting you for the series on those important questions to just so the public can learn the facts or the facts about what's going on right now. And that's really what's important is the facts.
Yeah. And I say, listen, even with all the facts, there are going to be people that are not in favor of the airport. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to arrive at that conclusion, I just want you to have the facts and arrive at it based on the facts. The nonsense that's being said is it's a disservice to the process. Misinformation, undermines the integrity of what we're trying to do. And that is our residents weigh in on a subject with the information, accurate information. And that's the only way we can make good decisions.
I would have to agree 100%. Well, Mayor Fuller, we certainly appreciate your leadership of the community, your investment in the community, and everything you give back to us. Is there any final words for our listeners?
I appreciate what you guys do. Economic Development Corporation, the Community Development Corporation, our city is a valuable part of our city and our development, our growth. And so I appreciate all that you guys do.
Absolutely. And as always, to our listeners, please like, follow, and subscribe to the podcast and tune in, because we'll be bringing you a lot more content in the weeks to come of everything that is McKinney.
All right.
Thank you, Mayor Fuller.
Thank you.
All right.